left off in the middle of Sugya of Shnayim Siyarsuhu, and we pointed out the Machlokas Rishonim, whether this is halacha unique to Shabbos or to cases of Zav, or whether it can be extended to Shar Dinei HaTorah as well. The Sugya in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph tells us in the context of Shchutei Chutz that the Torah writes that Dam Yechoshev Va'ishahu and the Nichras Ha'ishahu and Va'yikra Perek Tezayin. And one of the miyutim the Gemara tells us is the case of Shnayim She'ochsim B'sakin V'shochtim. In that case, that neither one is Chayim, before an example of Shnayim She'asu. So the Ritvan that Sugi is bothered by the difficulty, why is it necessary to have a posuk when it comes to Shchutei Chutz? What is wrong with our Sugi and Av Tzadi Gimel, that when it comes to a Chiyuv Chatos generally, the Torah says that Ba'asosa, and therefore Ba'asosa Skula, V'lo Oses Miktsosa. You see, according to the Ritva, that this halacha is not unique to Chiyuvei Shabbos, but as it's mentioned in the Parsha of Chatos, this applies even to Shar Dinei HaTorah as well. So the Ritva answers that you have the following difficulties, similar to Shnei Ksuvim, Shnei Droshos, and Achishim Zezeh. On the one hand, you have the Pasuk of Ba'asosa, which tells us you should be Potter. On the other hand, the Ritva refers you to the Sugin Zvachim and Davka of Chesam Adbeis when it comes to Ha'Allah Bachutz, Shnayim Shehe'elu Es Ha'Ever Bachutz, where the Pasuk tells us Ish Ish, and in that case there's a ribui in the Pasuk that you're Chayim. So when it comes to Chiyuv Chatos, generally one is Potter. When it comes to Ha'Allah Bachutz, you are Chayim. What about when it comes then to this case of Shchutei Chutz? So therefore, it's necessary to have, so to speak, a kasuv hashlishi, in order to tell us that in this case, you are potter as well. So you see, according to Ritva, the following chidushim, that the halacha of shnayim she'asu is not limited to Shabbos, but it applies to other areas, at least to other cases where you would have been chayiv chatos. And then we saw the comment of Rabbi Kiveger, found in the Tosas Rabbi Kiveger, and that's Sugi and Zvachim, in Perek Yud Gimel and Os Kuf Aleph, that the fact that the Ritva writes, why is it necessary to have this pasuk of Aishahu, apparently also indicates that whatever is true of Shnayim She'asu is also true of that miut of Aishahu. Because if you were to argue that somehow Aishahu is a broader miut, that simply is the answer as well. So, for example, our Sugya, Rav Yehuda says, in a case of Zeni Yachol, in such an instance, you are Chayiv. If the Ptura of Aishahu, Prat L'Shnayim She'asu, would be one which is categorical, you could answer the kashan that way as well, that there is much more that we learn from the pasuk of Aishahu than we would learn from the pasuk of Basalsa. So therefore, Rabbi Kiveger writes that it would appear from this chiddush of Ritva that even in a case of Shchutei Chutz, where there's a pasuk that tells you explicitly the Shnayim Shochsin V'Sakin V'Shochtin Rapotar, if it's a case of Ze'eniyachol V'Zeniyachol, you would be Chayim, because otherwise that should have been the answer that the Ritva would give. So from the Kasha, as well as the Teretz of the Ritva, these two Chidushim. And we mention this is against the Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba and Chilak Aleph in Simen Chav Ches assumes that the halacha of Shnayim She'asu is not a halacha b'chol HaTorah Kula at all. This is unique when it comes to Melech Shabbos, but of course, as he mentioned, the Rashba might also extend it to the case of Zav, because after all, that's one of the cases that the Gemara mentions as well. But in order to have a Tumas Medrash, it's not simply enough to have contact. There it's necessary that the object is bearing the weight of the Zav, so therefore, very reasonably, we require Bi'inan She'inase Rubo Alav. That's what the Rashba writes, and therefore we can understand that if it is something which is shared, Ishnayim She'asu, so therefore it will not convey Tuma in that particular fashion. So whereas the Ritva writes that this is halacha that applies even to Shar Dini HaTorah, it's clear from the Rashba this is not true, unique regarding those cases that are mentioned explicitly in the Sugi and Daf Sari Gimel. We pointed out the Chiddush of Chacham Tzvi and Simen Pei Beis, where the Chacham Tzvi writes the following. There was case number 3 of our Sugya, and that was the case of Ze Yachol, Ze Eino Yachol, where the Gemara says that in that instance, Divrei HaKol Chayiv. So in such a case, that if in fact the Ze Yachol is Chayiv, and the Ze Eino Yachol is Potter, because as our Gemara says, Misayeye Ein Bo Mamish, one certainly could argue that even if you maintain the Shnayim She'asu is a unique tour when it comes to Shabbos, when the Gemara says Misayeye Ein Bo Mamish, so in such a case one can certainly extend that to other Dinei HaTorah as well. If you're acknowledging that it's Shnaim Shoso and each contribution is Yesh Mamamish, you have to come onto the Torah of Asosa. So in such a case, then you can question Shabbos or Kol HaTorah Kulo. But if you're dealing with that which is Misayeh in Mamamish, so therefore, Mistaber to assume that that could be extended to Shar Dini HaTorah. We'll have to see toward the end of today's shir at this important detail regarding Chacham Tzvi. We pointed out the further Kiddush, right, and that's what the Nesivos writes in Makor Chaim, and that is that perhaps one can distinguish between the Chiyuv Chatos as opposed to an Isser Lav and a Chiyuv Malkos. After all, the cases that the Gemara is dealing with is the Halacha of Chatos. So in such a case, maybe one could argue that Shnaim Shasu is a Ptur Chatos. Nonetheless, certainly is considered to be a Maisavera. There is Lav, there is a Chiyuv Malkos, and therefore, even if you're willing to extend it to Shar Isurei Torah, perhaps it only applies in cases where there's a Chiyuv Karban, and this is considered to be a Ptur Chatos. Good. We found another Rambam. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Klein Peretes Alachates, where the Rambam seems to indicate in that case of Shnaim Sheasa regarding Behemos, in such an instance, one is Chayiv. The Rambam writes that what happens im haya echad yoshev ba'agola ve'echad manhi, and they are leading these animals up, violating the Isra of Kilayim. In such an instance, the Rambam tells us that Shneim Lokin. And the Rambam adds, Va'afiu mea shahnigo Kilayim ke'echad kulan Lokin. Even if 100 people are doing so, each one is violating the Isra. That certainly sounds like a case of Shnaim Shasu, and yet the Rambam writes that there is a Chiyuv Malkus. How do you understand that in light of our Sugya? So one perhaps could apply these two possibilities. One possibility is the Rambam will agree with that Chiddush of the Rashba, that the Rashba writes explicitly, the difference between Shabbos as opposed to Shar Dini HaTorah, and therefore the Ptur of Shnaim Shasu only applies to Shabbos, it doesn't apply to Kilayim, and therefore the Rambam writes in such a case of Filumeya, one is considered to be Chayiv. Rabbi Kveger is medayik that it would appear from the Rambam that one is Chayiv categorically, even in a case of Zeyachal, in the Zeyachal. Even in such an instance, one is considered to be Chayiv. Another possibility, one could argue theoretically in the Rambam, but we'll see from the Rambam, Shita Poshev Shat, the Rambam does not agree with this, is one could understand this according to the Makar Chayim. If you assume that Shnaim Shasu was simply a Ptur Karban, in this case you're not dealing with a Chi of Karban, you're dealing with an Isser Lav, you're dealing with an Isser Malkus, and therefore one could argue that Shnaim Shasu is a Ptur when it comes to Karban, but nonetheless certainly you're a Chayiv Malkus, and therefore in Hilchos Kalayim, that is exactly what the Rambam writes, that you are a Chayiv. But we'll see subsequently. In the Rambam Shita, quite difficult to assume, like the Makar Chaim, that the Ptur of Shnaim Shasu is limited to cases of Karban and doesn't apply when it comes to Malkus or when it comes to Lav. But in principle, right, one could argue that this would be one way of understanding the Rambam, but Poshav Shav, the Rambam distinguishes between cases of Shabbos as opposed to Shar Isurim. A further basis of distinction is what we saw in the Mabit and Kriya Sefer and Perek Yirches when it comes to cases of Chatzi Shir. Even though we discussed in earlier Shiurim, the comment of the Mishnah Berurah trying to demonstrate that the Rambam maintains that Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah on Shabbos, like Rashi Shita, Poshav Shav, we pointed out from the Rambam, it would appear that the Rambam maintains that Chatzi Shir is only an Isser Drabanon when it comes to Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Yibbeis Halachates Hilchos Shabbos tells us that one who carries Pachos Mekashir is Potter. The Rambam equates that with Akar Vlo Hiniach or Hiniach Vlo Akar, cases where it's not merely a lack of Chiyuv Chatos, but rather it's an Isser Drabanon. And the Rambam in Perek Yibbeis Halachav Gimel Hilchos Shabbos tells us that this is not limited to Hotzah, but the Rambam writes, V'chein kol osam lachem emlachos b'chatzi shir potter. And potter we always know. The Rambam writes at the very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, in Aleph Gimel, potter means that potter, aval aser, so poshav shat in the Rambam sheet is that chatzi shir is aser d'rabanan when it comes to Shabbos. Why is that true? So the Kriya Sefer writes the following chiddush. That's part of the drasha basosa, very great chiddush. If the Gemara has a drasha of oses kulo chayim, and Oses Miktsasa is Potter, Kriya Sefer assumes a very great Chiddush, that just as the Gemara's Mamayita case of Shnaim Shasuk, it's not considered to be a Malacha B'Shlimusa, Hu Hadinami if it's Pachos Mikashir. That also is called V'loa Oses Miktsasa. And in that case, therefore one is potter. But what about when it comes to shari surim? Obviously, the Rambam maintains that chatzi shir certainly is awesome in Atara. Apparently, one would have to argue again a further distinction between Shabbos as opposed to cases of shari surim. So if this is true, again, a very great Kiddush, but if you accept this premise of Kriya Sefer, that the halach of chatzi shir on Shabbos is a function of ba'asosa, so therefore two chidushim. Right, number one, it's limited to Shabbos against Shari Surim. Number two, is Chatzi Shir is Potter. That's against the Makor Chaim as well. Both Anachos are against the Makor Chaim. He was willing to extend it to Shari Surim, but only as a Ptur Chatos. You see, according to the Rambam, that is not true. There's a difference between Chelev, for example, and Shabbos. And when it is Potter, for example, in the case of Shabbos, there it's not only Nisad Rabbanan. It's not an Issa Daraisa at all. But again, it is a very great Kiddush to assume as Zakaria say for that Chatzi Shir is rooted in this drasha, this p'tur of Ba'asos. We also saw further Marmakom, and that was the Ran and Avodah Zarah and the Sugi and Av Samach, where if you have a case regarding Yayin Nesach, where the Maisa Nisuch was done Al Yedei Akum V'Yisrael, the Ran applies the principles of our Sugya. Is it considered to be Zayachal V'Zayachal? Is it Zeiniyachal V'Zeiniyachal? Eniyachav, Eniyachav, then it would have the lach of Yayin Esech. Zeyachav, Zeyachav, it would not because of Basosa. Poshub Shat in the Ran, that apparently this is like the Shita of the Ritva, that this is a Din Klali, not as the Rashba writes, that this is unique when it comes to Malach Shabbos. Or if one would argue like the Ran, that it's only Ptur Chatos, the Ran would agree with the Makor Chaim, but rather, it is still considered to be in Isim. Good. We mentioned a couple of possible chilukim that you find in Mechas Asher and Siman Ha'inches, and that was the following. That number one, that maybe the concept of Shnayim Shosu can be understood as addressing two very different areas. Number one is the filing, what we call one of attribution. To who do we attribute this Maisa Aver? Good. The second is an issue of culpability, of Chiyuv Imptur. And perhaps one could distinguish as follows. Maybe one could argue when it comes to the issue of Chiyuv and Ptur, maybe then one can distinguish between Shabbos as opposed to other areas. However, in terms of the very base question itself, whether this act is attributed to A and B, neither A nor B, that the Chora could have ramifications b'chol HaTorah Kula, such as when it comes to the case of Zav and Arsugia. Here it's not an issue of Chayiv or Potter. Here you want to know very simply, is that Beged bearing the weight of the Zav? Is this considered to be a Tumas Medrash? We're not dealing with any measure of Chiyuv or Ptur, but just very simply, you have various Begadim under various legs of Amita, and the Zav is all Gabi Amita. Is it the case or is it not the case that these Begadim are bearing the weight of the Zav? One could argue that then you can apply the categories of Shnayim Shasu. Perhaps the same thing when it comes to the case of the Ran. Who is doing the Maisa Nisuch? Is this a Goy or is it not? Good. Forget about the issue of Chiyuv or Ptur. Maybe one could argue when it comes to those instances, Enochinami, that can be transferred even to Shari Surim. Even if you're not willing to argue in terms of cases of Onesh, that's true. Maybe one could argue that when it comes to certain cases of Onesh, even one, so to speak, who has a share in the Maisa Aveira, so therefore he is worthy of Onesh, even if one would argue that that is different in other cases as well. And then the further Hara, that was that Rabba Menachos Kalaim in Test, where perhaps Kilaim is an exception. Otherwise, you have an explicit Chiddush of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes that Shnayim Shasu, the Rabbam's case, even Mea Shasu, even that is considered to be an instance that you're Chayim. And Rabbi Kiveger Sara, that's Mamisha case, Zeyachal, Vizeyachal. Does that demonstrate that this is the Rambam Shita B'chol HaTorah Kula? Maybe one could argue that something is very unique about this Rav Kilaim. In an earlier shiurim, we distinguished in many different contexts between what we called an Isser Maisa as opposed to an Isser Chalos. Sometimes the Torah wants to prevent a certain act. Sometimes in a mitzvah, the Torah wants to assure a certain act. And sometimes the Torah is concerned not with the act as much as with the totsah, with the poyotze, with the effect. And there could be many differences between them. We've discussed in the past cases of shlichus, or cases of amir lenachri, cases of ones, cases of grama. very mistabber that in cases where the Torah says the act is forbidden, like for example when it comes to Malach HaShabbos, so therefore, if it's grama, so therefore, of course, you're not going to be chayiv midaraisa. If it's done ayyadei acherim, you're not going to be chayiv midaraisa. If, however, what the Torah underscores is the totsah, the chalos, maybe one could argue in those cases, well, of course, even if it was done indirectly al yaday grama, even in such instances, one could be chayiv. The Gemara writes, for example, if a person is mapul mum b'machor, he has a bechor, and he wants that there should be a mum, because if there is a mum, now this coin will be able to eat it, otherwise he offers it al gabe mizveach. The Gemara writes in Beitza that inflicting a mum even al yaday grama is nisadaraisa. Why is that true? Because it has the same effect that as a result of that which you do, the animal cannot be offered al gabi hamizbeach. Very mistaver that there's certain Isurei Torah where the Isur is one of chalos. When it comes, for example, to the Isur of chasima, losach sam shor b'disho, in such a case. Now, so if I do it al yadein achris, that's heter gamar midaraisa. Or should we argue that, what do you mean? The Torah wants to avoid that chalos, that totzah, when it comes to sirus, when it comes to chasima, when it comes to, let's say, shvius, for example, bishav saaretz. In earlier shurim, we discussed all those cases individually. Good. Here, when it comes to this application of kilayim, the Torah does not want that different types of animals should be used, should be engaging in a maisa harisha, or leading that agala. So therefore, that is a reality that the Torah wants you to avoid. So the Rambam writes the following chiddush, that in that case, if I do so in a somewhat indirect fashion, al yaday grama, you'd be pater. The Rambam writes, of course not. Anything that you do, even if you're yoshev v'karon, you're sitting on top of the wagon, if you're gorim lebehemesh etimshoch, in that case, you are considered to be chayiv. The Torah wants to avoid that totsah, that effect, that result, and therefore one is chayiv, even al yaday grama, comparable to a case of mapamum b'kachim or mapamum b'machar. If that's case that you're dealing with an area lahalacha where gram is considered to be asr, would one argue that there's a tour of shnayim she'asr? One could argue that when the Torah insists on a maisa avera, you understand very well that then you can argue there's a tour of shnayim she'asr. As we began, the har of Abustman, there should be a difference between Eish versus Bor as an example. If the Torah says the mavir is chayiv, so therefore for shnayim shasu, who is the mavir? If the Torah tells us bal habor yishalim, good that the bor can be created al yedei shnayim, but there's no ptur of shnayim shasu in that particular instance. Maybe one could argue the same thing is true when it comes to cases of kilayim, that in that instance, good is shnayim shasu, but it's lo gora mi graman. If gram is chayiv, so the Rambam writes, even if meya will go ahead and do so, meya hamoshkin, everyone is considered to be chayiv, because at least, right, they are gorim, and that is considered to be a sufficient measure. So again, possibly one could argue that one cannot derive from that Rambam Hilchos Kilayim that the Rambam maintains indeed that Bechalatarakul Shnayim Shasu is considered to be chayim. Going back for a moment to that case of the Makar Chayim. Again, the Makar Chayim is the Chibur of the Nesivis, right? It's found in Hilchos Pesach. In the very end of that Sefer, the Hagos of the Nesivis on Orachayim. And if you look at the Hagos of the Orachayim to Simen Reis Samach Vav, this is where he discusses this chiddush. You have an agala which is being led by two different animals. The wagon is being drawn by two different horses. And the Nesivis writes the following, Ulamasa zeh, and this wagon was not of an incredibly heavy weight. It could have been drawn by a single animal. It would have been a case of zeyachov v'zeyachov. That's the case that the Nesivis is discussing. Is that considered to be a violation of Mechamer of Shvisas Behem? That's the context of the Nesivis. What exactly is the issue? Because the Nesivis writes this Chiddush, that in this case where you have this Sagala which is drawn by Shnei Shlisim, if it was a case of Zeyachov v'Zeyachov, what would have happened if a person would have done so? Well, if a person would have done so, if they were to carry something in such a fashion on Shabbos, we would assume that Zeyachov v'Zeyachov, that's a case of Shnayim She'asu, and Shnayim She'asu is Potter. And if that's true, the next step then in the Nesivas, the Gemara writes toward the end of Shabbos and of Kufnun Gimmud Beis, that kol shebechaveiro potel avalosar bibehemto mutel achachilo. What is also when it comes to Shvisas Behemto? So anything which is a malacha, malacha daraisa for you, you cannot allow your animal to do. If, however, that midaraisa, this is not a malacha at all, so in such a case, it is not included in Shvisas Behemto. So if something is only an Isir Drabanon, a Gzeira Drabanon, a Malacha Drabanon, that is not included in Shvisas Behemto. Shvisas Behemto means that you cannot have your animal perform a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos. Good? So therefore the Nesivas writes, this possibly great Chiddush, no? That if it's a case of Shnayim Shosu, in such a case, there's no Isir Daraisa, it's only an Isir Drabanon, your Potel Aval Osir. In which case, now we should apply the principle of kol shebechaveiro potter bebehemto mutel chachila, and therefore, a wagon which is drawn by two horses should not be a violation of shvisas behemto. The most you can talk about is an iser drabanan of ein roch min al gabi abehema, ein mishtam shim bebalchai, but there is no iser of shvisas behemto ki hagavu. If it's a case of zeniyachol, where the load would be a very heavy one, in such a case, we pass from the Rabbi Yehuda, there's no tour of Shnayim Shasu. So in such a case, that would be Shvisas Behemto, Daraisa. But if it's zeyachol v'zeyachol, that would not be the case. That was the possible Chiddush of the Makar Chaim. And that's the context where the Makar Chaim rejects this possibility. Where the Makar Chaim suggests this Chiddush, that Shnayim Shasu is only a Ptur Chatos, there is an Isser Daraisa, there is a Chiyuv Malkus, this would not be called Kol Shebechaveiro Potter, and therefore there is an Isser Daraisa of Shvisas Behemtam. That's the Chiddush of the Nesivas. That's the context. That's his Nafgamina. My Nafgamina, whether it's an Isser Lav, it's an Isser Kares, it's an Isser Drabanan, so Makar Chaim writes, this is the Nafkamina. Whether all these types of cases are included in that of Shnayim Shiasim. That's the context of the Makar Chaim. The willingness to apply Pachala Tarakula, but only as a Ptur Karban. And the Nafkamina of Shvisas Behemta. The Dor Sameach quotes this Chiddush of the Nesivis. The Dor Sameach is found in Hilchos Shabbos and Perachav. Halacha Yud Aleph. The Dor Sameach vehemently opposes this Chiddush of the Nesinas. He writes, Vizeb Bedosa. This is absolute error. Why is this true? Or Sameach quotes the following Yerushalmi. This is Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes in the beginning of the Masechta, and of Gilam and Aleph. When it comes to the case of Moshit, right, the opening mission in Perek HaZorah, let's assume, for example, a person is Moshit. So he passes something, as he would pass the Krashim, from one Rosh HaSeyachid to another Rosh HaSeyachid via Rosh HaSarabim. For example, the case in the Mishnah, the beginning of Hazarek, you have something which is Bidiyuta Achas, a single line along the Rishus Arabim, but something is passed from one balcony to another balcony. In such a case, you are Chayiv. That is a case of Moshit. Good? So the Rishalmi asks the following Kasha. This Rishalmi, this is quoted by Tosas, Dab Gimlam and Aleph. Rishalmi is found in Shabbos Perek Yir Aleph Halacha Beis. Yushami says the following. One is passing, right, a chafetz to another individual, similar to the way that the krashim were passed in the Mishkan. And in such an instance, you're chayiv. Yushami asks a kasha that b'chol asar at amret al yidei shnayim potter. Normally, you assume that shnayim shosu was potter. And yet, v'kamrat chayavim. And here, you're chayiv. How can that be? Yerushalmi answers as follows, no, shekach haisa avodas halavim. Well, that's how it was done in the Mishkan. They used to pass the krashim in that fashion. So therefore, of course, you're chayim yishem moshe. Because despite the fact that it was passed from one to another, kach haisa avodas halavim, kach haisa b'mishkan. And therefore, of course, you're considered to be chayim. So, Poshev Shat Yerushalmi, the Rosh Sameach writes as the following. You would have thought that this is a tour of Shnayim Shasu. But if this is how it was done in the Mishkan, of course you're considered to be Chayim. Good, that's the Yerushalmi. Rosh Sameach therefore writes the following Chiddush. How is it they used to carry and transport the Kerashim in the Mishkan. So the Gemara explains, they used to have that Arba Galas, and they used to have Shmonas Bakar. They used to have wagons that were drawn by more than one animal, several animals, two animals drawing a single animal. And therefore, certainly, Kain or Chayu de Behemos Lose Shnayim Bemasa, that is the normal way that carrying was done in the Mishkan. The wagons were drawn by more than a single animal, each wagon drawn by two. And in such a case, just as the Yerushalmi writes, that there's no Ptur of Shnayim Shasu when it comes to the case of Moshit, there's no Ptur of Shnayim Shasu in that case as well. That was the norm. That's how it was done in the Mishkan. So of course, in that instance, that the Makor Chaim writes, if you have an Agala which is being drawn by a couple of horses, of course, one is considered to be chayiv in that instance. There's no possibility of a ptur of shnayim shasu. You don't have to come on to the chiddush at all of the nesivis that shnayim shasu is only considered to be a ptur of karban, but there is still considered to be nesivis. That's the ha'ara of or sameach. The justice the Yerushalmi writes when it comes to Moshit, hu hadinami when it comes to this particular case of an agala which is drawn by several behemos, and in such an instance, kevin de urchayu, since that's how it was done in the Mishkan, there's no ptur of shnayim shiosu. That's the chiddush of or sameach. This, however, poshav shat is a very fundamental machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Tosas, in Shabbos, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal Ba'asosa, Tosas is bothered by the following. Tosas writes the name of the Re. If, for example, there's a pasuk that's necessary to tell us, for example, Ze Oker V'Zeminiach is Potter, a pasuk tells us that Ba'asosa, doesn't that imply that it was done in the Mishkan? No, that's the reasoning of the Re, in Tosas Nav Gimel. If it wasn't found in the Mishkan at all, isn't that the entire basis of Malachi Shabbos? So therefore, the Chori, you should only need a Pasuk in cases where it was found in the Mishkan, and otherwise you would have been Chayiv, so now you have a Pasuk to tell us this is not called Chilul Shabbos. If it wasn't done that way in the Mishkan, Mechateisi, why are you potter? You're not potter because of the Gzeres HaKosev, you're potter because Mechateisi, this should be us in the first place. For example, Tosus writes, Zeine Yachov v'Zeine Yachov. Rabbi Shimon says, Rasug, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because that's the Pasuk of Asosa. Of course it was found in the Mishkan, no? Tosus writes, right? How were they no say ha'aron? There were many individuals that were carrying the aron. The Kohanim, the Levim, Shnayim Shenosin Aron. It's certainly Zeniachov and Zeniachov. So wasn't that done in the Mishkan? How can Rabbi Shimon say you're potter? So Tosus says, what's the answer? Of course it was done in the Mishkan. He had no senes. If it wasn't done in the Mishkan, that's their stopping point. You don't need any pasuk. Precisely because this was done in the Mishkan and you would have thought that this should be a malacha, therefore you have a pasuk of Basosa that tells us that one is considered to be potter. The fact that it was done that way in the Mishkan is not a basis of chiyuv to override Basosa. The opposite is true. That's why it's necessary to have the pasuk of Basosa. That's what Tosas writes in the Gimel. And then, in that context, Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi. Tosus says, but doesn't the Yerushalmi say, right, in Perek HaZorah, Giralav Beis, that you're chayiv in this case of Moshit because Shekach Haisa Avodas Halavim and therefore you're chayiv? Tosus says, what do you mean? Hashtem Abakach. So what if there was Avodas Halavim? You should still be potter because of Basosa. Shnayim Shosu. That's what Tosus writes. So the Re writes the following Chiddush, that no, Moshit is not a case of Ze Oker Zamaniach. It's not where one person did the Akira, another person did the Hanacha. Tosus writes, Elaha Moshit Osa Akira VeHanacha. When they passed it in that fashion, so therefore, that was not a case of Shnayim Shosu. That was a case where the one who initiated, he was doing the Akira and he was doing Anacha, placing it on the second individual. But the Akira and the Anacha was done by the Rishon. Nothing was being done by the Sheni. So what's the kasher then of Yerushalmi? So Tosa says, V'lo koshle Yerushalmi ela amashenu chayiv Moshit ela kishechavdeiro mekabo miyada. Moshit has certain details. If I pass it to someone else, then I'm chayiv. But let's assume, for example, I were to take something, and I would take it from Rosh HaSayachid and place it in Rosh HaSarabim, in Rosh HaSayachid, even though it was by Rosh HaSarabim, in such a case I'd be potter. So what difference does it make whether I am passing it to someone else or whether I'm doing it entirely myself? That's what the Yerushalmi answers, Shekach HaYisavodas LaLevim. But nothing to do with Shnayim Shasu. That's the Chiddush HaTosfos, Nav Gimel. According to that Kashav Tosus, Poshav said that's exactly the Makor Chayim, not like Dor Sameach. Where Sameach writes, of course you're Chayim in that case. Because you see this from the case of Moshe. And if it was done that way in the Mishkan, there's no Ptur of Shnayim Shasu. Poshav Shat and Sivas assumes that's not true at all. That's exactly what Tosus writes in Shabbos Nav Gimel. Is there a Shita as Dor Sameach? So if you look at the Rashban, Erevin and Aflamid Gimel, the Rashba assumes, as the Rosh Hashanah writes explicitly, the Rashba writes a Chiddush that in Moshit, Shnayim Shasu or Chayim. Dumya de Digle HaMidbar Shoshita de Shnayim. Because that's how they carried in the Midbar. That's a fascinating issue. Machlokas of Tosus and the Rashba. The case of Moshit, is that a case of Shnayim Shasu or is that not? So Poshav Shat and Nesivus is assuming Poshav Shat like Tosus. That's not a case of Shnayim Shasu. That's what troubled the Rishon. And the Rashba writes that no, Poshav Shat is the Rosh Hashanah writes explicitly. But it's again not a kasha on the Nesivus. The Nesivus is following what Tosus writes explicitly in Dav Gimel, that this is not a case of Shnayim Shasu. In Shnayim Shasu, in Achinami, one would be potter, even in such instances as well. One could even raise a following issue regarding the Rosh Hashanah. Is it such a poshut what the Rosh Hashanah writes in the following? The Kai Chayse B'Mishkan. Poshut Pshat Kai Chayse B'Mishkan was a case of Zeni Yochel v'Zeni Yochel. No? Zeni Yochel v'Zeni Yochel. En Achinami. And we will pass like Rabbi that it is Chayim. The Nesivus' case was the following, that if it's Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, in a way that if it was done, not Al Yedei Behema, but Al Yedei Adam, it wouldn't be Chil Shabbos, because the Shnayim Shasu, Hu Hadinami, it's not an Isra, she says Behemta. So the Sameach writes, but isn't this how they carried in the Mishkan? Did they carry that way in the Mishkan? Al Yedei Shnayim of Zeyachol v'Zeyachol? I know that that's true. The Agalos, it's true that the Gemara described the wagon was drawn by two animals. That was a case of Zeyachol v'Zeyachol. Perhaps that was a case of Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, and therefore, that was not at all an exception to the case of Shnayim Shasu in any shape or form. So again, at the kashas of the Rosh Hashanah against the Nesivus, one could answer. That doesn't mean that one has to agree the maskana, right, with the Derech HaChaim. The Nesivus' assumption that Shnayim Shasu is Alcha B'chol HaTorah Kula, and it's just a Ptur Kachatos, but there is an Isra Malkus. And certainly there is an Isra Lav. The fact that it is Halacha B'chol HaTorah Kula, that we already saw, that's the Shita of the Ritva. What about according to the Rambam Shita? Poshav Shat, it would appear that the Rambam maintains that Shnayim Shasu is not the halacha b'chol HaTorah Kula, but the Rambam agrees with the Rashba. The Rambam only mentions the halacha of Shnayim Shasu and Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. That's what the Rambam writes this Ketur. The Rambam includes in this halacha Not only Shnaim Sheyasu, but Ze Oker v'Zemeniach. The Rambam is discussing the details of the Melacha Chotza. You do an Akira, you're potter. You do an Achir, you're potter. Shnaim Sheyasu is considered to be potter. It's a great chiddush to assume in the Rambam Shita that Shnaim Sheyasu is a broader halacha b'chol haTorah kula. Vashar Pshat, the Rambam disagrees with both halachos of the Derech HaChaim. It only applies to Shabbos. And the Rambam is explicit, potter. It's not an Issa Daraisa at all. The Rambam compares it, Minei Obey, to Akira Tan Hanach Hanach of Abrakira. Not an Issa Daraisa, but a Betur Karaban. But only an Issa Darabana. And furthermore, that Rambam Hilchus Kalim that we mentioned, Test, unless you assume that Chiddush, that is completely independent, because Graman Huadin Shnaim Shasu, even without that, if the Rambam maintains that Shnaim Shasu is only of Turin Hilchus Shabbos, the Rambam only mentions it within the details of Melechus Shabbos. So therefore, Nachinami Hilchus Kilayim Perak Test, the Rambam writes that you're chayiv in such an instance. There's even a further Rambam. This Rambam is found in Hilchus Klei Hamikdash, Paragimol Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam there describes the Issa Daraisa found in Parshas Korach. Right, the Torah refers to it several times in Perek Ches of Sefer B'Midbar, that there is a prescribed role of the Levi, and it is an Issa Daraisa for Levi to perform the Avodas HaKohanim. The Rambam writes, Levim she'avdu avodas ha-kohanim. O she'siyeya Levi, b'malacha she'eno malachto, or even is misayeya. Chayavin misa b'dei shamayim, she'ne'emar v'lo yamus. The Rambam uchas payam itosh. You see, according to the Rambam, shita tu chidushim. Chiddush number one, you see, according to the Rambam, there's no p'tur of Shnaim Sheyasu. The Rambam writes that you aid the Kohen in doing his avoda that you, Levi, cannot do. There's no p'tur of Shnaim Sheyasu whatsoever. Why is that true? Again, Poshub Shan the Rambam, this is only the case when it comes to Dinei Shabbos, like the Rashba against the Ritva. And therefore, Shnaim Sheyasu is not relevant to avoda, to Klei HaMikdash. Just as one could argue the same thing when it comes to Kilayim. But now even a further Chiddush of the Rambam. Here, O Shesiyeya Levi, B'malach Hashina Malachta. It sounds like, according to the Rambam, Dit Misayeya Yeshba Mamish. Your Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, even if all you are doing is being misayeya the Kohen. Isn't that a difficulty? Because our Gemara writes, Daf Tzadik Gil misayim b'mamish. We mentioned the possibility just a little bit earlier that regardless of the issue of Shnaim Sheyasu, one could maintain misayim b'mamish. If ain't b'mamish, ain't b'mamish. Now, that applies to Shar Dinei Torah. Maybe that's not rooted in Melechus Machsheves at all. So the Rambam writes two Chiddushim Hilchus Klei HaMikdash. There is neither a Ptur of Shnaim Sheyasu, nor do we assume Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. This fits in very nicely with what we learned earlier with the Rambam Shita generally. As to whether Misayye Yesh Vamamish or Misayye In Vamamish. We were bothered by the following stira. This is the Kasha of the Ritva. The Gemara Makos Navchaf Mabez seems to indicate Misayye Yesh Vamamish. The Gemara tells us that Tani Taim Kamed Rav Chista. Echad Hamakif Echad Anika Floke. There's Malkus Daraisa for one who is Makiv, one who himself cuts the Peyas HaRosh. But Echad HaNikaf, if you are the object of the Hakafah, the Nikaf is Lokhe as well. the Gemara asked the obvious kasha, how can that be? The Lashon HaGemara, right, is very striking. Man da ochel tami bar bila lucky. You're going to get malchus for eating tamarim. You're getting malchus for eating dates. See, if you just freeze at that moment, it sounds from the Gemara, you did nothing wrong. No? The Gemara says that, anikav, it's like he's snacking. No? That sounds like there's no Easter whatsoever. But then the Gemara has three terutzim. The first terutz of the Gemara is, no, this follows the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that lav she'in b'mayis lokin alone. The Gemara shifted, no? That sounds somewhat different. That sounds like, of course there's an Easter. We're just concerned with how can you get malchus? Isn't the lav she'in b'mayis? The Gemara answers Rabbi Yehuda. That means that the mashal of the Gemara is lav dafka. No? That ochel tamei barbila just means that how can you get malchus for doing that that doesn't warrant malchus? But there's a marked difference. There's nothing wrong with eating dates, but nikav is nisa deraisa. Rabbi says the following: makif latzmo. If the person is cutting his own peyas arosh or peyas azaka, that also is a great kiddush. That the person can be chayiv shnayim. That also seems to indicate that there is an independent iser of nikav. So therefore, hamakif is atzmo, he's chayiv b'taras makif, he's also chayiv b'taras nikav. And then the Gemara answers the name of Rav Ashi Misayeya v'divrei hakol. You don't have to come out to Rabbi Yehuda. What's your problem? He's not doing anything. So if he will be Misayeya in such a case, Misayeya v'divrei hakol. So the Ritva Natsugi and Malkas Navcha points out the difficulty. Now, isn't that against what we normally assume? Misayeya ein bal kamish. The Ritva is Malkas Chafam Beizdra Maskha Misayeya. The Ritva quotes a sugi in Beit Sandav Chav Bei Zaman Aleph. That's where the Gemara comments that called Tsar Chei Chola Osen Al Yedei Nachri B'Shabbos. If a person is a Chola, the needs of the Chola can be tended to by an Nachri. There's no Yisra of Amir L'Nachri Makam Chola. We discussed when we talked about the sugi of Mar B'Shiurin, Hutra. The Gemara says the same in the name of Rav Hamnuna. Kol davar shein bo sakana, omer l'nachri v'osev. It's a chola shein bo sakana. Look, he can't do malacha, but ayid nachri is considered himoter. But the Gemara comments as follows: Hani mile, hecha d'lo misayeh b'hadein. Maybe that's only true if the nachri does everything and you do nothing. However, the case that the Gemara cited earlier was ameimar kochol einei minachri b'shamsa. A Meimar was ailing, and he allowed a Nachri to go ahead and to apply that which was needed. So therefore, isn't that a case of Misayeya? Marka Misayeya Bahadeh? Amitz V'potach, you're opening your eye, you're closing your eye. That's where the answer is. What, opening your eye, closing your eye? Amalei Misayeya Ein Bo Mamish. Nothing. That's the Ritva's kasha. Here, when it comes to Makif Nikaf Misayev Divrei Hakol Malkus Deraisa, in the Sugin Beis and Avchav Beis Misayeya Ein Bamanish. So, as we discussed in the past, the Ritva gives two very fundamental terutzim. Terutz number one of the Ritva is the following: that Ein Kol Hamisayin Shavim. You can't have a Gzera Shavu Misayeya Misayeya. It depends on the extent of the Siyua. Sometimes Ein B'mamish, sometimes Yesh B'mamish. It all depends on what you are doing. Very simply. So, for example, the Ritva writes, in the case of the Gemara Beitz, Mr. Ein B'mamish, what do you mean? Derech Ha'ayin, Lema'ametz Miftach. The eye always opens and closes. So therefore, nothing unusual is being done. That's a type of Misayah which is Ein B'mamish. Similar to even what our Gemara Zeyachav Zeyiniyachal Iniyachal's Mamish Ein Bo Mamish. In that case, no, nothing. But here, the case in Malkos Nevchav, that the Ritva writes Siyua Gadolhu, that's a substantive aim. In that instance, Mazmin Lo Atzmo Bisaro, that Misayeya Yesh Bo Mamish. That's the first teretz of the Ritva. So an important chiddush: the Ritva is not distinguishing between an Yisra of Hakafa, or Shabbos, or Yantiv. The question is simply the degree, the measure of siyun. Then the Ritva continues in Teretz 2 and quotes the view of Rabbeinu Meir. You can't compare anything else to the sugya of Hakafa, the sugya of Makos and Hakafa. Bilav misayeya, yesh bolav. There is an isser of nikaf without misayeya. I don't need misayeya in order to create an isser. There's an isser darais of nikaf. What is the purpose of misayeya? Just simply shiyehei bo maisa lokos alav. That it shouldn't be b'shev al tase. So the Gemara there says misayeya yesh bo mamish. We saw, for example, the sugya of Metziyat Abtzadi. What is the source of Malkus? Lo sachsam shor b'disha. Muzzling an animal. What happens if you muzzle an animal al yedei dibur? No chas mebekol. Rabbi Yochanan says, v'yasum la'alocha loke, loke. Dibur, what does that mean? The Ritva cites that raya. You're violating this daraisa. You just want to know whether it's active or passive. Even dibur is considered to be active. Even dibur is sufficient. Am I sekoldu? So here, if you have a pre-existing iser, nika, the question is simply, is it yesh b'maisa or ain b'maisa? So if it's misayeya, it's yesh b'maisa. That's where the Gemara says misayesh b'mamish. Here, it's very different. Here you want to argue that misayeya is ka'osa maisa dami. The iser is created al yedei siyua. There, misayin mamish. That's a critically important chiddush, no? This halacha of the Gemara Makos Nafchav, misayeya ein, misayeya v'divrei kol, misayeya yesh mamish. Is that true when it comes to Kol HaTorah Kulo, Teretz number one of the Ritva? It just depends on the degree of the Siyua? Or is this uniquely true when it comes to the case of Nikav? Because there, Misayeh is not creating an Isser. Misayeh is simply relevant that it can be considered a love. Sheish B'maisa. How would the Rambam stand on this issue? Well, if the Rambam writes in Ochos Klei HaMikdash, as we saw in Perek Gimel Hachir Aleph, that if the Levi is Misayeya LeKohen, he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim, because the Pasuk says V'lo Yamusa, so what do you see according to the Rambam Shita? That Misayeya Yesh B'mamish. Not merely when there's a pre-existing lav to determine whether it's ein b'maisa or yesh b'maisa, but you can violate the iser l'chatchila, yesh me'ayin al yedei siyua, even if there is no prior iser, even if the question is not whether you get malchus, the question is whether you violated an iser. In other words, you see from this Rambam, like the first teretz of the Ritva. I agree, it depends on the measure of the siyua. Maybe sometime we'll argue that the siyua is of such little consequence it's nothing. But there are clearly times where misayeya is kosa maisadami, is considered to misayesh mamamish. The Rambam cannot agree with that second teretz, the Ritva, that this is just a detail within yesh ma'isa nein ba'maisa. That's a sifnat Rambam, Perek Gimel Yeral, Klei HaMikdash. So how does the Rambam learn that sugya Makos and Afchav? Right, this you know from the past. No, this is beautifully the Shita say. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, tells us two very fundamental halachas. Halacha number one, the Rambam writes, a makif gets Malkus Daraisim. Obvious. But halacha number two, aval ha'ish ha'mizgaleach, the nikaf, ein no loka eleim kain siyeh le'migaleach. Those are the Rambam's two dinim. the makif gets malchus daraisa, and the isha miska leach is only loke if he is misayeya. So the Ravid has the following asaga that you know from the past. Wait, the Rambam skipped a major step. There shouldn't be two halachos. There should be three halachos. I would have said the following. Makif loke. Good. Halacha number one. What about nikah? So I would have told you nikah breaks down. If the nikah sits there and does nothing, it's an issa daraisa, but it's a lavshin mamaisa in a loke. And now halacha number three, if the ish hamizgaleach is misayeya, then malchus. The Rambam skips step two. You get the impression from the Rambam that if the ish hamizgaleach is not misayeya, there's no issa daraisa. That is the Hasagas HaRaivid. The Raivid writes, wait a second. The only problem is if the ish hamizgaleach is misayeya, and he's problem free if he sits back and does nothing. The Raivid writes, of course not. Amar Avram, afo b'yishen aloke. Kevan shemidaito asa over b'lav. Oh, there's an issa daraisa of nikah. True, I admit, as the Rambam writes, if he's misayeya, he gets malchus. But if he's not misayeya, it's an issa daraisa. So it's a fundamental machlokas, Rambam and Raivid. This machlokas, Rambam and Raivid, is not just a diuk. A diuk, maybe you can argue, okay, the Rambam writes the greatest Hiddush. No, it's mefurish. If you look in the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvos, the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKotzer, the very beginning of Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam writes that there are two Isurim, Los HaSeim Mem Gimel, Los HaSeim Mem Dalet. Los HaSeim Mem Gimel, the Rambam writes, Shalol LaHokiv Peyas HaRosh. HaKafas HaRosh, isn't it Sederaisa, Makif. Isur Mem Dalet, Shalol LaHashchis Kol HaZakam, Peyas HaZakam. The Rambam writes, there's an Isur of HaKafa, there's an Isur of HaShosa. Pasarosh, Pasazakan. And the Raivid is Masig. That's all you have. The Raivid writes, Lav Lamakiv, Lav Lanikav, Lav Lamashchis, Lav Lanishchas. The Rambam only has an Isra Makiv. The Rambam does not have an Isra of Nikav. That's the Sagas Raivid. That's exactly the Shitasei. The Rambam skips step two, the Isra of Nikav. And that's the Hasagas Raivid. So if this is true, that you see explicitly in the Rambam does not have an Isser of Nikah. So how do you understand Halacha 2 of the Rambam? That the Nikah HaMisayeya is Loke. So Pashur Pshat, that's exactly the Chiddush of the Rambam, is Nikah HaMisayeya is Loke B'Toras Makiv. That's called an act of Hakafa. Misayeya is Ka'osa Maisa. Misayeya is Yeshma Mamish. That's exactly the first teretz of the Ritva. The Ram could not agree with the second teretz of the Ritva, Rabbeinu Meir. It's not true. Rabbeinu Meir plays down this Gemara Makos. Misayeya really is Ein Mamish, but this is all within a detail of a pre-existing Aser Nikav to determine whether it's Yeshma Maisa or Ein Mamisa. According to the Ram, it's not true whatsoever. That's the Ravid Shita. The Ravid is like the second teretz of the Ritva. The Rambam is like the first teretz of the Ritva. These days, the Ritva, Machlokes, Rambam and Ravid. But this is very relevant for our purpose as well. Then, according to the Rambam, Misayeya is Kosa Maisa Dami. And therefore, if one is Misayeya inappropriately, a Levi, Shesiyeh Lakoin Vavodas HaKohen, Tzchayv Misa B'nei Shamayim. Misayeya is Yeshma Mamish. This we pointed out, we did the Sugya Meloshin and Tzrich Lagufa. This is Machlokas, the Shach and Taz, in Yeradeim Kuf Tzariches. A guy who on Shabbos will cut the nails of a woman, the Shach writes, this is a Shvus to Shvus. This is all Amir Lanachri, like the Ravid Shita. Aishi is Misayeya. Misayeya doesn't create an Isra Yeshmiayin. Misayeya is just relevant when you have a pre-existing Isser. Misayeya is not Kosa Maisa Dami.
So therefore, the siyu of a woman in having her nails cut is not comparable to makif and ikav. There's an iser and ikav. There's no iser being the object of kotzer, gozes. It's not true. And the Taz assumes, no, Meseyesh Mamamish, exactly as the Rambam Shita. This isn't Amir Lanachri. You tell a guy to turn on a light, that's Amir Lanachri. A guy cuts your nails, that's Meseyesh Mamamish. So the Rambam Shita is Meseyesh Mamamish. Literally. That's the Sugyev HaKafa. That's why the Rambam extends it out of Makif Nikaf Tilfus Klei HaMikdash as well. Maybe one could argue that's the Rambam Menachas Kalayim in Testes. The same Yishma Mamish. So how do you resolve that with the sugyas of Nisaya Imba Mamish? The Sugya Beis and Afkav Beis, the Sugya we're learning in Shabbos, Tzani Gimel. So how does the Rambam say Misaya Yeshba Mamish? If the Gemara says Misaya Imba Mamish, how do you resolve that steering? So one simple possibility is the first Teretz of the Ritva. Very good. Ein Kol HaMasayim Shavim. You're comparing apples and oranges. And Misaya, it depends what you're doing. Sometimes Ein Ba Mamish, sometimes Yeshba Mamish. Is there another possibility in the Rambam Shita, Meseyei Shemamish and Ein Ba Mamish? Why is it that the Rambam says Meseyei Yeshba Mamish? And here the Gemara says Meseyei Ein Ba Mamish. So Rav Zsolti suggests the following Chiddush. This is found in Mishnas Yavetz, in Or HaChaim and Siman Lamed Tes and Osei. The first part of that piece, Rav Zsolti points out that Nesivas and Or HaChaim is a machlokes Tosus and Rashba, we mentioned earlier. And then he suggests the following Chiddush, maybe in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds Meseyei Yeshba Mamish. Hakafa, no pre-existing Yisr. Avodas HaKohanim. So where do you see the Rambam says Meseyei Ein Bo Mamish? Our sugya, the sugya Beitz Chav Beis, Meleches Shabbos, Meleches Yantif. So Zsolti just suggests the following Chiddush. Well, of course, no. The Rambam maintains that there's a Torah of Shnayim Shiasu. And as we pointed out, the Rambam Shita Shnayim Shiasu is only in Malachi Shabbos, not in Shari Surim. The Rambam doesn't quote this anywhere else. The Rambam compares it to doing a Chatzi Malacha, Akirat HaHanacha, Hanacha HaAkira. The Rambam in Kalayim Tes, Shnayim Shiasu is Chayiv. The Rambam maintains, like that Chiddush of the Rashba and the Tshuvas, that Shnayim Shiasu is only Halacha in Dinei Shabbos. So I'll ask you, how is it possible that the Rambam maintains Misayeya is significant? Yesh Bo Mamish. Misayeya is Kosam Aisadami. And yet, when it comes to Shabbos, the Rambam writes, not true, Misayeya is Ein Bo Mamish. Yeah, good, even if you'll argue Misayeya at times is of substance, Misayeya is Yesh Bo Mamish. But on Shabbos, Shnayim Shiasu is Pater. So of course you can't argue that Misayeya on Shabbos will be Chayim. Misayeya by its very essence means that I am not performing the Malacha B'Shlemusa. I'm aiding in that process. So of course the Misayeya is not going to be Chayim. Shnayim Shiasu is not Chayim. And again, the Rambam maintains that this is not just a Ptur Karban, it's Mefurish Neram, your Potter. It means midaraisa, this is mutter.
So of course the Messiah is not going to be chayiv on Shabbos. So of all the Gemaras that tell you Messiah ain't bo mamish is in the context of Shabbos and Yom Tov Melacha, so the Rambam writes this is true of Shabbos, true of Yom Tov, not true of Hakafa, not true of Avodas Hakohanim, Avodas Halevim. But you'll tell me this, but the Gemara says the following. Zeyacha v'zeniyacha m'seyeh in v'mamish. And therefore the m'seyeh is nothing. That's the p'tur of Shnayim she'asu. So Rzolti just points out the following interesting diuk in Rashi. Rashi in our sugya. The Gemara says, Zeyacha v'zeniyacha. The Gemara says, ah, m'seyeh in v'mamish. Forget about it. The guy does nothing. Rashi writes the following, V'lo miftar idach. V'lo miftar idach. That's what Rashi writes. What does that mean? Misei is ein bo mamish. And therefore what? See, what does misei bo mamish mean? I would have said misei ein bo mamish is explaining why the misei is potter, no? Misei ein bo mamish. That's not what Rashi writes. Rashi writes, Misei in Bamamish, and therefore below Miftar Idach. What does that mean? You need the reason of Misei in Bamamish to explain how is it possible for the other person to be Chayim. So that's the Chiddush that Rashi suggests. Now, to exempt the Misei, you don't have to come on to this chiddush of Misein Bamamish. To exempt the Misayeya, well, Shnayim Shasu is Pater. Why does the Gemara seemingly suggest Misein Bamamish is nothing? If all we had to do was to justify why the Misayeya is Pater, you don't have to come out to Misein Bamamish. Even if Misayeya is Yesh Bamamish, Shnayim Shasu. But here, more than that, in case 3, Zeyacha v'Zeiniyacha, the Zeyacha is Chayim. Why is the Zeyacha Chayim? Why not argue that that also is Shnayim She'asu? How can the Zeyacha be Chayim? That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, that Shnayim She'asu. Here, no, in Bo Mamish. Misayin Bo Mamish, that means the Gabe Hasheni shehu yachal asos ba'atzmo. This is considered as if he is doing the malacha b'shlemusa. Therefore, misei is in b'mamish. That's why Rashi uses that phrase, misei in b'mamish v'lo miftar idach. It's davar pashut the misei is not chayim. But maybe one could have argued that the role of the misei should exempt those malacha. That's what the Gemara tells us, Misei is Ein Bo Mamish. Maybe that will be obvious according to the Rambam Sheet as well. This may have, of course, is Potter. Misei Ein Bo Mamish is necessary to justify how it's possible for the one who is the Oseh Melacha, in that case for him to be Chayim. This is what Rav Zsolti suggests in a possibility in the Rambam Sheet. And once you see according to the Rambam that B'chol HaTorah Kula Misei is Yesh Bo Mamish, and that must be, based on the way the Ram understands the sugi of Makif and Ika. So therefore, it's only in Shabbos where there's a Ptur of Shnayim She'asu. And therefore, Davar Pashut, the Misei would be Potter. Lo Garmi Shnayim She'asu. The reason the Gemara tells us here, Misei Ein Bo Mamish, is not to exempt the Misei, it's obvious. But rather, in order to understand how you can be Mechayiv El Semalacha. Because here the Gemara writes in such an instance that that type of siyu is considered to be that which is absolutely irrelevant. Okay, so if you can take a look at that piece, Simen Lamites, right, the Chiddush that Rav Zsolti suggests within the Rambam Sheet. Okay, let's go.